Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzama Zoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the need that a person feels to take some time off for himself. Our days overflow with different things. We're running around all the time, and sometimes a person feels that I have to take a few minutes to be with myself, to restore my battery. We'd like to understand, where does this need come from and how can we use it to make our life better? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. As a woman, I can say that I really feel this need. If to describe what does my day look like, then it usually starts early in the morning before my family wakes up. I get up, I arrange the kitchen, prepare something to eat. Then taking the kids to school, work, or I have to answer emails, phones, maybe I have some task. I feel that I'm in endless interactions with people. I come home. Of course, the day continues with the children and everything. There are all the time different activities and interactions. And in the evening, you have this certain moment where you just want to take some time off for yourself, to be with myself. And sometimes the feeling is that you're out of air. Now, I can say that many times you don't have that time. And really, sometimes days and weeks go by without having a moment for yourself. And the feeling is that that's it. I have nothing more to give. I'm out of air. So, first of all, let's try and understand. What is this need that we have to withdraw into ourselves for some time? What is this need that suddenly, like, you feel, that's it, I have nothing more to give if I won't have a moment to myself? I think that this need especially appears in women. Men feel it less, that I have to think about myself. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? For whom am I? What kind of interactions am I having, especially with other women? It's something that women feel more, because a woman's will to receive, her ego, her nature, is built in such a way that it has a stronger need to withdraw inwards. A woman lives much more inside herself, with herself, and looks at life from within herself than a man. And you can see the way men are on children. They're all like, ah, they live outside themselves. The main thing is to jump outside of themselves. And if we look at girls, no, everything's introverted. And it's not because of modesty or anything, because it's a completely different nature. That women's nature is the will to receive. She absorbs more and examines what suits her, what doesn't. This is the way she looks at life. And the nature of men, and you can see it on children, to jump, do, break, and to do it together, group against group, this against that. It's not so with women. Each woman is per se. Therefore, that a woman needs time in order to really be with herself, to think about herself, what's going on with her, to do this in a revision, it's natural. But if you tell that to a man, then he's like, ah, no, football, here, there, let's turn on the TV. Usually a woman says, we have to talk about our relationship. A man doesn't even understand. What does she want? We got up in the morning. We went through the day. Let me watch soccer with a beer. No, we have to talk about our relationship, about how you feel about me, and so on. She's waiting for some kind of response. He doesn't understand. What kind of response? This is something that you have to teach. A man doesn't have that. He lives outside of himself. This is his nature, both the corporeal and also the spiritual one. And Women are the opposite. They're willing, ready to absorb inwards, and she accumulates. The entire world is as if in order for her to receive from it and gather different things. And with men, it's the opposite. They have to go out and jump and run around the world. It's pretty simplistically put, but this is how it is. So when you're saying that you have a need to be with yourself, to take some time off for yourself, this is correct. I believe that this is how it is. And really, we have to teach men that this is something that you need justfully, because this is your nature. But a man has to understand and overcome, and therefore he's called a man, gevel in Hebrew, from the word leitgabel, to overcome, that he has to overcome himself and help a woman to fulfill herself, that void in her, that she doesn't feel. What is she receiving from the world, from contributing to the world all the time? During the day, I gave and gave and gave at work, with the children, with the husband. Someone always wants something from her. Yeah, at home, I give, give, give. What do I have as a result? And you really have to teach the children and the husband so that they'll give a woman this time, the respect, the attention. But we don't have that. We don't have the ability to understand it, neither to understand nor to feel. For this, you need education. Now, something that I'd like to share, because I know this about myself, I remember that when I had such a moment, then it's not a moment in which I want to do something even, not even sleep. But, you know, just kind of daydream for a few minutes. I don't really even understand what's going on, but somehow something gets reorganized in me, that you feel that now I'm with myself, even if I don't have anything, but not to give, not to receive, nothing. Yeah, a kind of point in which I'm floating. I don't even really know where I am. It's like pushing restart. Right, so let's try and understand what's really going on inside of me, because I know that I daydream about something for a few minutes and something in my body knows how to reorganize. What is this process that it's going through? What's reorganized? A new way of looking at life, at the world, why, how, what for. Maybe you don't have really deep thoughts. Yeah, to the contrary, it's kind of superficial, floating. Yeah, to allow life to keep flowing like it was yesterday. But I feel that it's all happening for me. In that moment, yeah, that I'm in this flow, and this is how life goes by. I don't really have the words, but I'll tell you what I understood, that this pause in which I'm not in any world, so to speak, but kind of floating. It's a feeling that I'm synchronizing myself with life again. Yeah? With this energy of life, even without really understanding what's going on. My systems, they kind of synchronize, and suddenly I feel that I have the strength to get up. I got my breath back. Physically, I really feel that, and I can get up and continue doing whatever I have to do. So what happened there? It's a kind of consent with what happened, with what went by, that the entire day that went by, with the kids, the home, husband, work, the different things that I had to do. I now agree that this is how it went by, this is my life, and I'm willing to continue. Okay, if I've already reached this point and I have these few minutes, what would be the best possible way to use them in order for them to really be effective, that I'll be able to make the most of these moments? Do I have to think about something, direct myself at something? Here we have to teach a person how to direct his life toward the true goal of life. That he'll really feel that everything that he went through and will go through, that it's truly beneficial, that there's a very high and exalted need for it all, and he has to continue it in order to realize something that's greater than himself, his family, work, different things. And he is a small person among billions of other people, but he has to still tie himself to the flow of nature. How everything he went through is also all in all added to those big actions that lead us to the great correction, the end of correction, to a state where we reach the whole eternal and complete world from this small and lowly world. Okay, now, were you to talk to a woman that feels right now what we talked about, what should I think about? Suppose I'm feeling it right now, I have a moment. What should I do? First of all, relax. Obviously. Let go. Okay. And to try and think that you're controlled by the forces of nature and you have no choice, because one way or another you'll act according to what nature determines. But what you can do is to try and understand, why is it happening? What need does it serve? What goal does it lead you to? And with you also the family and the entire world, that still there is something here that is operated by the general force of nature, and that there is a certain need for it. But what? That I'm really running around in circles all day long, and tomorrow and the next day will be the same, up to the moment where I can no longer do it and it's known what the end is. But still, this life, like anything else in nature, has to have certain reason, content, and result. And I think that a woman, actually, because she sits down, takes a moment, and she's not like a man, from soccer to work to fishing to something else, that he's like running around like a little child all the time. But a woman, she can scrutinize the essence, the meaning of life for herself. Why am I running around? What for? It's true that I have love for my children, for my husband, for this, for that. I'm willing to do everything for them, but I'm controlled by nature. I love my children because I got this inclination from nature. My husband, because I'm connected to him. It's also something that comes from nature. And that I can work for 20 hours a day, it's also something that I have from nature. A man can do that, obviously. So it's only in order to really seriously ask, what does nature want from me? And here a woman can really reach the depth of nature's attitude toward her, toward a woman, because in that, a woman is similar to nature. She gives birth like nature. She directs her family. She arranges, organizes. Meaning, a woman is home, like nature. The whole of nature is our home. And therefore, I think that actually women, within this framework with these questions that a woman has to scrutinize what's going on with me, then women are more serious than men, and this is also what we see in our circles. Most of what we teach is about the meaning of life, the purpose of life, what are we living for, and so on. Even though that in our framework we also teach how to work with children, and grown-ups. But still, women are the majority. Suppose up to 70% of those that are studying and learning with us are women. And I'm happy about it, because we actually see that throughout history, women, they manage life, sustain it, and men, we see, they only play around, fight, even though that they have power, but they're not doing it out of responsibility. Women are the responsible ones. So if I understand correctly, if previously I thought that I'm taking this time off to connect to myself, to something more inner, actually what I understand is that what you do in this time is that you unite with the force of nature, with a vital force. That is something that's much greater, higher than yourself. And if I do this consciously, and I even try to feel nature and what does it exactly want from me, what is it directing me at, then in those moments I can actually derive much more. Because it's not just a state of kind of daydreaming, but there is something that is really happening consciously. Yeah, I think that throughout history, sure, there were such women that wanted to find out what's going on, what's happening with them, but especially in our time, yeah, it's felt much more strongly. Maybe because today everything's much more bustling and you don't have a moment to rest. There's plenty of noise around you. The external world is demanding something of you all the time. And then the feeling is that really there's no free time. I hope that the world will stop influencing women and confusing them with fashion and all of these different kinds of more external matters. Yeah, temptations over temptations all the time. But to the contrary, we'll show women where can they really fulfill themselves and feel that they are unrealized, that a woman should actually use her life in order to achieve a higher degree. Okay, now I want to take it another step forward, because I felt about myself many times that when I meet my girlfriends, then there too I can meet myself, so to speak, and get the air that I really need. So, if we can talk about good friends that meet together and they have time to be together, what special thing happens between them that allows a woman to feel that she's, so to speak, meeting herself, that she's getting air to breathe? First of all, I think that a woman needs society no less than men, only a more specific society. If a man comes in order to connect and do something like, you know, playing games, like children naturally do, this is how it continues. Still, he's a kid, only that he gets bigger and bigger. We see that. Women, still, they want to get together in order to fulfill, heal, arrange, change the situation that is revealed to them in life. Meaning, is it useful? Is it beneficial? Why? What for? They're more practical, decisive. If men, they simply want to fill their time, and the better they fill it, the merrier. They don't need anything else. But a woman has to see a result. What did she come for? And what does she have as a result of this meeting, of this certain action? And therefore, we have to teach women how to take care of the men and the family in general. So a woman meets her girlfriends. What makes her feel that she got her breath back? What is it? That from there she's getting a kind of direction of how to improve the family. And for her, this is already a good outcome from meeting her girlfriends. That she's getting different advice for different things in life. Meaning, she wants to learn something that will help her get better oriented in life. It's true, because these things that you sometimes learn from your girlfriends are things that no one actually teaches you at school or in life. Let's put it this way. In regard to the important questions in life, this is something that no one teaches you. And when girlfriends meet, it even gives you a sense of confidence. And I have a question as a man listening to your discussion attentively. Finally, we found the frequency with which to reach you. So my question is, you said that a woman, by nature, has the ability to even give 20 hours a day to her husband, at work, the children, everywhere. And men don't even come close to that. Now, I'm a man, and you're not even coming close to it. Right. So, I'm a man. This is how nature made me. I feel a bit like a fish out of water in this situation, but that's life. How can I enhance my forces so that I also have these great big forces? I don't think that a woman demands more of you than... I'm not asking about women. I'm asking about myself. She as if has this great big battery, and I have this tiny battery that runs out really quickly. And she has batteries and chargers and everything. How can I get these kinds of forces? Yeah. You can do it only by getting it from the source of life, that then you'll get the right kind of education, understanding, feeling that what you're doing is that you're entering the game of life. A man gets everything from play. A woman, she gets it from doing things in practice on the spot. So, you have to open a goal for yourself, which isn't home or work or even hanging out or something. These are ordinary things, usual things, in which men willingly or unwillingly participate, but they somehow do. But in order to really feel that you are going through a correct process in life, you have to discover a higher goal that's above life. It's a more abstract goal, more abstract than life, that actually, for a woman, it's very hard to connect to that goal because she's more realistic, down to earth, than a man is, who's much more airy. Eventually, they have to complete each other, but that's how it is. by nature. And so man has to discover a goal which is higher than life above it and to try and attain it. And by attaining, achieving this exalted goal that is above our world, higher than it, then by that he also projects it onto the woman. And a woman helps a man achieve the goal by supporting him first and foremost corporeally. She awakens him, stimulates him, really pushes him to attain the spiritual goal, like a mother sending her child off to school. A man that has to go out and make a living, the same way she pushes her man, that he has to go out and achieve the spiritual goal for her too. Okay, I want a tip too. After all the tips you gave Nitza, I want a tip too. Suppose I have 5 minutes at the end of the day to sit quietly with myself. What should I think about in order to make the most out of my life? The best thing is that during these 5 minutes, you connect to a group that is entirely headed towards the spiritual goal. I need something personal. This is personal. Not to be alone. Okay, I'll describe the situation. It's the end of the day. I'm sitting on the porch. I'm smoking a cigarette. These are my 5 minutes of quiet. I want to be a bit with myself. Imagine the situation. End of the day, porch, 5 minutes, cigarette. Give me some advice. What should I think about so these 5 minutes will really advance me towards something in life? How did I advance during the day toward the meaning of life? Dr. Leitman, we want to thank you very much for your time. We have many more questions. We'll ask them on our next shows. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.